You know, Murray obviously has got great, you know, breakaway speed. Saw him take a big run last week. You know, just kind of circled up the defense and was able to go 75 yards. And then, you know, Henry is a big back who's able to bounce out. He's a good stiff arm. You know, everybody's going to be at the point of attack. Those guys go anywhere.
Did you guys get better fundamentally from the first game against the run? Where do you think you're better in terms of fit and everything that you're doing?
As far as the beginning of the season goes?
From the first game to what you've done the past two games to the improvement?
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously, head coach talks about it all the time. It's an improvement league. You know, we have to continue to improve from training camp through the first part of the week. And going back early in the season, it was just there was five big, big play runs. I mean, there was a couple 20-yarders in there, 17-yarder, whatever it may be. And so, you know, you can play 30 pretty good, and then you get a couple that go out the gate, and those are the ones that kill you. So, you know, we're conscious of that, trying to limit the big play runs, making sure that everybody understands that they're involved in the run game. And then just, you know, being more physical, being a little bit, you know, better fundamentally, playing with your hands, all those things.
Mike, how do you take
you obviously know how talented Clowney is and how, I don't know, like he can run and he can do a lot of stuff. But are you still impressed when he gets the ball and is able to move like he does versus being such a big guy?
Well, I mean, I don't think the ball weighs that much. I don't think it slows him down a whole lot. But anytime we can get the ball in JD's hands on defense, that means we've turned it over. And hopefully good things will happen, which, you know, we got a big turnover against Cincinnati and then obviously scoring the touchdown last week.
Mike, what do you take away from what happened last week? What did you learn from it, Bill, from the way things went?
Yeah, I mean, you just have so many chances to win games. And the such a fine line that every week, you know, you're going to be put in those situations. And you have to make good calls. You have to execute the calls. And really, you know, if the ball's on the ground, we got to get it. And if it's in our hands, we got to, you know, make plays and make good calls down the stretch and be composed and understand that a lot of these games are going to come down to situational football.
What have you thought about what Zach's been doing and Dylan as well?
You know, young players, young linebackers in this league, it's difficult. It takes a special player to get out there and, you know, understand everything that's going on with the checks. Every week is a different offense. I mean, you play the Patriots one week and, you play the Titans the next. And, you know, they're throwing a bunch of runs at you and you're trying to pound you. And the Patriots are, you know, spreading you out and trying to get matchups. So, every week for a young linebacker and most guys, it's a challenge to turn the page and move on and get prepared for the next opponent.
Mike, we asked Mike Mularkey yesterday on the conference call if having a mobile quarterback there and Mariota helps him for Deshaun, like a guy like Deshaun. Conversely, does having Deshaun here help your defense and what the Titans?
Yeah, I think it does. I think when we practiced against them in training camp, there was clearly a different type of defense that we tried to play, whether it be with one quarterback in the practice as opposed to another one. And our guys understand that they've got to be conscious that he can take off and run, that there are some quarterback run plays that are involved. So we've seen a lot of that in training camp, and I think our guys understood the difference between when Tom was back there playing quarterback and when Deshaun was.
Defense, what's the key to for a quarterback that's mobile but looks to throw with his mobility, you know, try to...
Sure, scramble to throw, scramble to run, design plays.
Keeping assignments and making sure that...
Yeah, you got to stay in coverage. I mean, if you're in man coverage, clearly you're going to stay in coverage until, you know, the quarterback, you know, crosses the line of scrimmage. You know, the rushers have to be very aware and conscious of where he's at in the pocket, not letting him, you know, attack the defense into the pocket. And, you know, just doing a good job of making sure that everybody's coordinated with their assignments and staying in coverage until the quarterback crosses the line of scrimmage.
Mike, did you remember this coaches' show thing with Bill Belichick after your game where I guess there was an adjustment made because they were listening to Andre and one of the DBs, some things that they say out loud? Did you hear about that?
Sure, yeah. Watched it, saw it, and, you know, I understand all that. And, you know, they won the game. They've won the game, and, you know, I could sit here and tell you we drew up plays to strip sack Tom three times, but we lost the game. So, you know, those guys are good coaches. Every guy in this league is a good coach. You know, we're really focused on trying to stop the run, you know, take care of Mariota, get on Walker, understand Matthews, where he's at, you know, all those types of things this week that it relates to Tennessee. I mean, these guys are playing with a lot of confidence. Well, it seems like a great leader. I mean, I think that the guys rally around him. I think he's, you know, anytime your quarterback's a great leader, has to be a great leader. Seems to be, you know, a physical guy. He hopped up, you know, last week after Sherman got him on the sideline. He's not afraid to run with the ball. He tucks it away and gets vertical. you know, he's sitting, he's standing in the pocket and throw, and then when it's not there, he's able to take off and run and gain some yards with his legs.